Yeah, I try to practice whatever, I mean, I've heard, and still kind of more in the sensing arena. I pick up things, not so much visual, but I feel God's presence, and it's comforting me, it's helping me. What I would maybe like to do is still with four faces. We have done that already. Kind of, I would love to, kind of learn or practice that more because I know how important that is.
Yeah, I definitely, going around the arc, is a really key place of engagement,
So kind of to make sure that I'm there on the right track, I would love to do that because you said that it's very foundational. And the other things, I think that at the moment I just have not really a very important question, so I just practice and long for also kind of here breakthrough, but I know they have also their free will, so yeah, kind of, yeah.
Well, some of the thing with the arc, it is like a foundation key place to go and look into the will and purposes of God. So, it's where I go every day to begin to resonate with what is God's will today. So if I'm going in on that pathway of responsibility to present myself as a living sacrifice, and the purpose in Romans 12, 1 and 2 ultimately is to find out what that perfect will of God is for me today. I know there's the general will of God in the Word of God that I could go around and pray for people. I can do lots of things that are perfectly acceptable and God would be blessed and happy with and no problem. But actually, I want to know, what is it that you have for me today? So Jesus only did what he saw the Father doing, and that's what I want to do. I want to see what the Father's doing, so I want to go and I want to sense what is your will today. And Jesus said, my food is to do the will of the Father. So if I get to see what the will of the Father is today, then I can begin to it will feed me, it will nourish me, it will enable me to outwork it, that which God has called me to do. And so, I go before the ark. It's like, I look into the presence. I take the position of the cherub, because obviously Satan fell from that position, and therefore if I can step in, we can step in, and we can form an arc, because literally that's what you're doing. When you come together in two as agreement to look into God's will and purpose, then you form an arc for his presence. And that's when, the manifestation of his name and the sort of the yod, hey, vav, hey, and the lion, the ox, the eagle, and the man, that's really what begins to manifest when we go with that intention to look into his perfect will and to come to resonate and agree and come into harmony with it, so that it becomes my food. And even in the ark, there is the manna which represents that. And so that's one of my primary things to come is, what is your will for me? And then I will go and I will ask that question specifically. And sometimes I'll just bring, look, these are the things that are in my day. What is my mandate for these things? So, some people sort of struggle with the difference between a mandate and a scroll and things like that. Well, really, a scroll is particularly, a scroll is something that's been written, particularly my scroll of destiny, which fulfills my whole life. My whole life is on that scroll. But I need a daily, what does this day look like? And so that's what a mandate is. It's the authorization to do something today. I don't need an authorization to do something tomorrow. my authorization to do something yesterday is already gone, so it's today is the key. And that's why I think Jesus said, you know, daily, you know, take up your cross and follow me. You know, deny yourself and then daily take up your cross and follow me. So it's like I want to follow him. And I've found that as I've looked deeper into that and I've begun to experience his presence there and his name representing those four faces, and that really is what the order of Melchizedek's about, the four faces of God coming together and representing those four faces on the earth, I found that my heart gets drawn to a closer connection with my destiny. It's like my heart's desires get drawn and connected with it. You know, and that's what I find when I come into that place, the wonder of it, and just sometimes the lion and sometimes the ox, the eagle, sometimes it's just a complete revolving sense of his presence that way that I look into, then I can begin to step into it. And so I can step into him. And once I'm stepped into that place, then I can begin to look out from that place and I can look through, let's say, the eyes of the lion. And I begin to see from a perspective of the kingly function to rule, to govern. Or I can look out from the perspective of the ox and I can see that prophetic, or the eagle, the apostolic, or and I can look out from there and I can begin to speak out from there. And it's like I'm standing in him, and in him I can administer outwards. And so sometimes I just go and I just stand there in him and I just sense, and sometimes I do sense an awful lot more than the visual. I can see that I'm there, but I'm looking to look out, and therefore I'm looking to engage outwardly. And so I do find that I get a flow much more of sensing what is looking out through, let's say, the eyes of the lion, or speaking things out. I get a flow that just, I begin to just do things. You know, I don't think about an awful lot of things there. I just do them. So I just find myself saying things, doing things, beginning to be in that place. And often when I get to that point, I will just go to my mountain. You know, I will just take, you know, Aaron's rod of authority, my scepter, if you like. I will go to my mountain and I will begin then to sense, what is it I need to do to administer that mandate? Do I need angels' involvement? Do I need to clear the atmosphere of the earth? Do I need to declare? Do I need to stand in favor and speak favor over the day? You know, what is it I need to do? And I begin to just flow out of that place of that which I've received around the ark. I then begin to administer from that. You know, and that's what works for me. Because I want to be totally dependent on him. I don't want to act independently. So, you know, I could go to my mountain, I could do some things, and I'm sure God would be quite happy with that. But actually, I don't want just to go independently. I want to be a son who knows his responsibility to rule, but I want to do it in total dependence on the Father. So I want to recognize that dependence, which is why I surrender every day. That's why I present myself as a living sacrifice. You know, I really want that sense of this is God's will for me that I'm in and flowing in. And that helps me to engage that and to center on that and to come to a place of peace and rest on that, you know, every day. You know, and I find, you know, sometimes I just stay there. It's just a great place to be. And sometimes I sometimes just need to step out in authority and step out into a different realm of authority in the kingdom. You know, that's really where that takes place for me around that. But you know, sometimes people think, well, do I need to see the face of the lion? And sometimes I do, but a lot of it, much more, it's about is just the place I love to be, and I I would encourage people to start there. You know, once they engage in the realms of heaven, that's a great place to again, just make sure that we're in the will of God. You know, I want to know what is God's will, and that really helps me to know. You know, I can go from there to different courts. You know, I can go to there from to the wisdom. I can go there to the mountain of God, but I know that if my spirit begins to then direct me and lead me to where to go, rather than, oh, where should I go today? You know, I don't want to be thinking about where I should go or what I should be doing. I want to just flow in going there. That's where I find that flow comes, you know, and I find that I'm in peace and rest, and everything can flow out of that place of peace and rest then. Yeah.
How much time do you spend approximately there? So, is it an hour or more or less? Or?
In terms of time, it's not so much how long, but how good the quality of the time is. So generally, in my daily routine, you know, when I wake up, first thing I want to do is opening my first love gate. And so I open up that and I invite the presence of God. I enthrone God within the seat of government, within my spirit, and I sit down with him on my throne there. And then really from there, I look to just see that there's going to be a flow that's coming out of my life. You know, I don't want to be just engaged in heaven and have nothing of heaven flowing through me. So I want to make sure that I'm open for the flow of God to come around my life to create an atmosphere of blessing that comes through me. Sometimes from there, you know, and that sometimes only takes a few minutes. Sometimes I spend longer there. Sometimes I go from there again. It's like I look for my spirit in union with the Holy Spirit to start directing me. Sometimes I will follow that relationship pathway and go into the garden of my heart and just go and talk to him. You know, and sometimes that's what I'll do in my time with him. You know, I spend most of it just lying down with him, talking, sharing, listening, sharing my heart. You know, and sometimes I go into the realms of heaven, into the garden, into Eden, you know, and I'll go to the throne of grace and I'll just look for strength, and particularly if I've got things I want answers for, or I know there are difficult situations that I need wisdom for, you know, I go with those type of things into that relationship. And depending on how long I've spent there, then I would step into that position of authority. You know, I've been in that place of intimacy, now I'm coming out of that place of intimacy to rule from there. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, I would go before the ark and I would spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes, sometimes longer. It depends really on how long it takes for me to sense what is God's will and purpose, how long for him to write things on my heart. And my spirit gets used to knowing. You know, it's just like my spirit starts to rule and I just go with the flow. And so often, you know, I then go to my mountain or I go somewhere else. It isn't so much about time, but it's about how my spirit knows that the engagement has taken place, so that I can be confident, yeah, I'm going to flow in the will of God today. And sometimes that is very specific in that I know I have a mandate. That's what I'm looking for when I go before the ark. I want a mandate for today. Something that authorizes me to do what I need to do today. And that mandate, then I will go and administer that mandate from my mountain. So when I've got the mandate, then I go and use the mandate. And that use may be engaging angels. You know, it may be declaring things. It may be going to the courts and dealing with something that I've seen, totally dependent on what that mandate is. And sometimes I get multiple mandates for different things, you know, with different groups of people. I need to know how far I can go and what I need to be able to engage people in, you know, so I will seek God and ask him, you know, how far can I go with this group, or where can we go here, and get a sense of what it is that God's wanting me to do in those different situations. But, you know, to start with, you know, I used to spend a whole hour just getting to the ark as I learned to present myself as a sacrifice, as I learned to open my heart up for him to do. Now, generally, you know, I always say to God, you know, you've got total liberty to show me anything which is a hindrance for me outworking your will and purpose. If you need to transform me in any way, if you need to show me anything that I need to deal with in the courts, is there an accusation? You know, I'll ask God to show me, you know, and sometimes he'll show me things. Majority of times at the moment, I just flow through those veils. You know, I present myself, you know, in terms of the altar of incense, but it's very much, it doesn't take long now, you know. It's just something I do as I flow through, because of that pathway belongs to me. You know, I spent a long time developing it. You know, it takes longer when you're developing the pathway so you can just flow on it. You know, so when I first started, it would take me 3/4 of an hour or so even to get around the ark, because I had a whole lot of work to do in preparing me for that. Now there's a lot less of the work to do in this season anyway. So I spend more time just going straight to the ark and just standing in the presence and looking to step into his presence. And, you know, there's a whole lot more there in terms of how the past and the present and the future are engaged there. And there's more to it that you begin to engage in once you've learned the basics of knowing God's will and purpose. But it's good, you know. It is a great place. You know, so I mean, it'd be great. Let's just go there, and you know, just again, just open up your senses to it. I think that would be a good thing for us to do. So I would just encourage you again, just to close your eyes, just to relax. Just to think about that open heaven over you, the fact that God invites you to come up here into the realm of his presence. As we just take those steps and step into the realm of heaven, as we come through, Jesus is there. In that doorway, waiting to take us by the hand. Just sense the freedom of heaven, the atmosphere of heaven. Just breathe in and breathe out. Just that life. Now just allow Jesus now just to take us by the hand and lead us through those veils. The veil of the way and the truth and the life, as we just surrender afresh to his will, present ourselves as a living sacrifice, just surrender afresh to him today. Now Jesus will just take us through those different veils. If you feel he's showing you anything, then feel free just to engage with that. But he will take us through the veil of the life to come around the presence of the ark. So we begin to think of his presence there. Just sense that. His name, the revelation of who he is, Yod, He, Vav, He, the lion, the ox, the eagle, and the man. As we begin to think of his name, speak his name, we just take our place to create that ark, that he would come and manifest himself in that place. Just open up your heart to Him. Just present your day to Him. As the revelation of kingdom authority, of ruling, the lion, the ox, the eagle of the man, together in oneness, harmony, we can just step into Him, to be in Him, seeing from His perspective. Just sense, as you look from His perspective over the sphere of the government of your life, just sense what He wants to reveal to you, what He wants you to see, to feel, to know, to perceive. The revelation of being in Him. Just at the frequency and the color, so it come around us, let it come around us. The revelation of our destiny begins to write and reveal to our hearts, the desires of our hearts, drawn towards Him, drawn towards His will and purpose. You can just ask Him for something specific, just maybe a specific mandate to do something, authority over something. Just ask Him to reveal that as you perceive that in your senses. It may be thoughts in your mind, maybe feelings that you get, drawing towards something.
As you receive that, I'm just going to ask Jesus just to take us again with that mandate that we carry, with that authorization for something specific today. Just to take us to our mountain. That place of authority where we begin to administer that we've received. We are there on our throne. We have a mantle of authority, a crown, and a scepter. And from that place, just sense what he would have you do to this mandate. You may feel you need to release the angels. You may feel you need to declare favor and blessing. You may feel you need to bind those things around your life to the will and purpose of God, to loose those things that are hindrances or blockages. Maybe you sense you need to speak blessing and favor into your situation. You can engage with the realms of the angels there. Sometimes you can just take your mandate and go to the court of angels to engage with the angelic realm so that they will be assigned to that mandate. Just ask Jesus now just to take us to that court of angels, just to take us to the place where the angels are looking for assignment. Just sense those different angels that will come to you for this mandate for today. Just sense what you need to do, how you need to direct them. Maybe to clear the atmosphere of the earth around your life. Maybe to go before you to prepare connections in the kingdom. Just sense what you feel the angels would have you do and how you would connect with them today. Now we can just think about our mountain, think about our throne again. We come back to that place. So we just move in the realm of the kingdom through thought. So again, we just seated on that mountain in authority. Begin just to administer the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. You're establishing as it is in heaven, to release that into the earth through your life. You have authorization in the kingdom to bring that government to bear. Now we just prepare to step back into this realm. As we prepare to step back into this realm, we carry with us the authority and the mandate we have for today to administer that through our lives, to create an atmosphere around us as the kingdom that within us flows out through us. We have confidence, boldness to administer the kingdom around our lives and through our lives on earth now as it is in heaven. That we now have that earthly authority because it's been established in the realm of heaven. We can approach this day with boldness and confidence, knowing that we have authority to face any situation, that we have fresh mercy and grace to deal with anything that comes across our way, because we carry the authority of the kingdom. Okay. So what did you feel you were sensing there? Anything specific?
Joy, and we entered into heaven, and altogether I really feel the sense of peace, and also to be bold, just to go for it. I couldn't kind of visualize a lot, but I was strongly encouraged just to reign here in the circumstance, no matter what anybody here is doing around me, and just go for it. So this was kind of really about strength and to do that and to go for that. Beautiful. Yeah. Really cool.
Because that's what it can do. Once you feel that you've received something of God's authority, and then it becomes your authority, then you feel confident. And no matter what the enemy tries to throw at you, it's like, I have authority over this.
Yeah.
I rule in my circumstance.
Right.
That's the key part of this process. It is about the kingdom, and the kingdom is about ruling and reigning.
Right.
And that means that we sometimes have to deal with situations that oppose that rule and reign, but we have the confidence and the authority to do so.
Yeah.
So many people get disappointed. Oh, I thought this was going to be easy. You know, we're in a battle. We're in a cosmic warfare. It isn't easy.
No.
That doesn't mean that we can't have victory. We can express our victory. But we have to do it. You know, God didn't just knock the walls of Jericho down. He encouraged them to march around it, that place of where they were saying, we've got no chance in earthly terms to be able to do with this, but in God, we have all the power. Yeah. And so their personal sense of their ability to take Jericho, I think, went down to zero, and their confidence in God went up to 100%.
Yeah.
And they just were obedient, and God then acted on their behalf because of what they did. You know, when they shouted, the ground opened up and the walls were swallowed.
Yeah.
You know, they created a resonant frequency and vibration that caused things to change in the physical realm. And it's the same for us, you know, we've got to be able to deal with those things because we carry the authority of God and we know that authority.
It's so important to embrace that again and again, because I think the enemy has really spread their wrong teaching and all of the body that's kind of, yeah, just God is doing it, but He has given us the authority to do it in His name. This is kind of that shift. Yeah, really. And I know what you said. It's a battle, but I also notice, although you have maybe moments where you kind of come under it, you get up quicker and recognize quicker where there's the lie and just push it back. Yeah.
Right.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Okay. You're welcome.